Imagine going into your favorite taco joint and loading up on your favorite salsas and guacamole, only to find out that there's absolutely no avocado in that guacamole. What? I am totally serious. That is exactly what is going on in some taquerias in Mexico and Los Angeles right now. Javier Cabral looked into this culinary deception and wrote about it for the site LA Taco. He joins us now. Hey, Javier.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so I'm kind of flabbergasted because I am a guacamole addict. I have eaten buckets and buckets of guacamole over the course of my lifetime. I don't see how anyone can get away with this. How do restaurants even make guacamole without avocados?
Well, the secret ingredient that I'm sure, you know, no taquero will ever be 100% proud to admit is Mexican summer tender little squash.
Squash?
Squash.
How does that
even come
close to feeling and tasting like avocado?
Well, the Mexican variety is light in color, almost the color of like a nicely buttery avocado. And when you have a nice tender one and you blister some jalapeno or serrano chile in the oil a little bit and you blend it, the oil emulsifies beautifully into the sauce with some tomatillos that add like kind of tang that we all love. And that cilantro that adds that kind of fresh and herbaceousness and the garlic that just kind of seals the deal. And it's pretty scary, to be honest.
You mean it's scary how much it does taste like the real thing?
Yes, it's scary how much this fake guacamole tastes like the real guacamole. And I want to make it a point to say that when I'm talking about this fake guacamole, I'm talking about fake, what everyone calls a taqueria guacamole. A taqueria guacamole is different in the sense to your, you know, homemade guacamole that someone makes, you know, with tomato and onions, because it's blended up and it's kind of made to sauce a taco and not so much kind of scoop it on a taco.
It's unless a little we're talking more about liquidy.
Exactly. It's liquidy for the right reasons because it doesn't take away too much from the from the actual meat on the taco. So that way you're not having a guacamole taco, but you're having a taco de carne asada with a little bit of guacamole flavor.
So if you were like a guacamole connoisseur like yourself and you knew that this was not real guacamole and you really focused on it, what would be a dead giveaway that this is fake, that it actually is from squash, not avocado?
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's eerily similar. The one thing that you will only be able to tell when doing a side-by-side taste comparison is that Mexican summer squash is sweeter. So that when you blend it up with the rest of the ingredients, you have a subtly sweet flavor that is not in the avocado guacamole.
If this fake guac tastes as good, if not better to some people, is it bad that it's happening?
I think the only thing that's bad about it is that it's not disclosed. No one's proud to admit that, you know, like, because obviously a zucchini guacamole or a Mexican squash guacamole does not sound as sexy as just guacamole. But also think about the last time you've had a taqueria guacamole. Did you see any label?
No.
That said guacamole? Or was it just a green, like thinned down salsa in the salsa bar that you just spooned over because it's second nature to you? So, you know, maybe there isn't much duping going on because we've taken taqueria guacamoles for granted. So what I recommend is, if you're curious about it, try it. And honestly, I understand that avocados sometimes aren't cheap. And this recipe can definitely get you through that tough time.
I still think it's sacrilege. That's Javier Cabral, a food journalist with LA Taco. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.